Okay, now our other techniques used in atomic spectroscopy. First one, ICP-OEF, inductively coupled plasma, optical emission spectroscopy. Now, for reasons that I don't know, they've changed the, I said before we had atomic emission spectroscopy and atomic absorption spectroscopy. They're now not calling it atomic emission, they're calling it optical emission spectroscopy. It's just a name thing. It is atomic emission spectroscopy, but it's emitting wavelengths of light, so they're calling it optical. Now this then is a much more sensitive technique than the previous one because the temperature's gone up from 2,500 Kelvin to 10,000 Kelvin. That's the characteristics of an inductively coupled plasma. Now when I show you what the gas chromatograph looks like in the lab, Robbie thoughtfully gave me one of the old torches from his laboratory. So these plasmas, they run in a quartz torch. He's got a broken one. This is what Robbie used to do for several years down in Brisbane. He used to run one of these ICP-OES instruments, or several of them. Used to tear his hair out. They used to break down. He used to have a lab manager on his back. He was very happy to come here for a more relaxed atmosphere. So in real labs, things which are high throughput labs, things are really quite demanding and you have to be on your game all the time and keep the gear going all the time because that's where the dollars are coming in. So our next technique, inductively coupled plasma mass spec. So these guys then use a mass spec detector rather than a photomultiplier to detect wavelengths. Now a mass spec is simply analysing based on atoms coming in. Okay, so it's not interested at all in this case here of the wavelength. All we do is we take our metal and our analyte, we put it into now a super hot 10,000 Kelvin plasma, fully atomizes everything that's present. And then this thing simply then counts how many atoms are involved. Okay, so it doesn't need to rely on a calibration against a intensity of the set of calibration standards and the wavelength. Now as we step through, the easiest of the techniques is flame atomic absorption. Graphite furnace is much more expensive and pretty easy to use. Then we get to ICP-OES and we've got to deal with the plasma torch and that's fiddly. When we put a mass spec detector on again, it increases the level of hardness to use by an order of magnitude. So much more sensitive but significantly harder to use because of the high vacuum. Now in town, I'm pretty sure what we'll see will be an inductively coupled optical emission spectrometer that they use for their ultra trace level things, so these are working down a part per trillion level, and very routinely. These ones, they've got several of these down in Townsville in the Advanced Analytical Centre, the ICPMSs. The advantage for these things, it's multi-element. You can do platinum and palladium and nickel all in one hit, whereas with the other ones you've got to scan selectively through the wavelength. Another technique I'm going to mention, but not go through, is our X-ray fluorescence. X-ray fluorescence then are multi-element analysis of solids. And the aim here is that if you've got a earth science type sample and it contains some minerals of interest in it, then you want to determine those elements in the mineral to figure out the minerals.